You're listening to Quasi Indefatigable Zenilith. I'm Jay Nemro, and wow. You know, I started out today talking about Godsend, and I have just never gotten back to it. My last one, it went a little bit long. I hope it still fits on a diskette. I just have to say this is one of the ones that doesn't fit. You know, I buried myself a little too much. I'm sure my wife won't be happy to hear some of the things I said. I hope she's okay. Only because there's a lot of people just like her. There's a lot of people that are just, you know, we all have fears. We all have concerns. There's things that there's challenges that we're okay with facing. And then there's challenges that we really don't want to mess with. No matter what it is, if it's just almost a fear of dogs, big dogs, like say my wife has, you know, what's one of mine? I feel it's only just that if I'm revealing one of hers, I need to reveal one of mine, one of my great fears. I don't fear a lot. I'm autistic to a degree, and I don't feel fear that other people feel. There's things that are really uncomfortable that I try to avoid, I think. I don't like conflict. I don't like confrontation. I know a lot of people enjoy that, but I don't. I'll do whatever it takes just to avoid a confrontation. I'm like George McFly in Back to the Future. To give you a movie example. And I know the biggest thing was once George faced his fears, he became a much different person. And everything was so much better because of him doing this one thing that under normal circumstances he never would have done. And I can't say that I haven't changed a bit, that I'm able to handle a little bit more confrontation than I used to. I still don't like it. And I still will avoid it whenever I can. I don't have any interest in that. And maybe that's why I want to live out in the middle of nowhere with nobody else around. Because I really don't want to have to deal with people. Because a lot of people are just confrontational. This is the way I want life to be, and here am I way, so I'm going to be angry and upset. Maybe you'll get out of my way, because maybe you're not as nasty and wretched as I am. I know a lot of people get things done that way. They, you know, they get pay increases because they're crotchety. You know, they get, they get their way in a relationship with their wife or with their kids or whatever because the other person just goes, I'm tired of getting rah-rah-rah-rah now. Fine, have what you want. Oh, good. Kind of reinforces it. It's kind of psychological. Gotta take a drink there. getting a little parched. People. I'm looking at a roadside trash bin that they didn't put their stuff in the trash bin. They put it by the side of it. Now there's just garbage strewn everywhere. The animals got into it. That really irks me. It's like you could have spent 2 seconds making sure it got into the trash barrel instead of just dumping on the side of the road. Or you could have just gone to the next trash barrel a whole 10 feet away and put it in that one. But no. You know, all of us do have things like that. All of us have things that we just don't do, that we probably should, just to make everybody else not have to just get gritty. That's why we have to be more understanding. That's why we have to be more understanding of you people. Just spend your life just going with the flow. Just doing what they tell you to do. I'm going to go out and I'm going to do what they tell me to do. You know, I so much look forward to retirement. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to retire. because I don't really, you know, money's being put away somewhere, but I don't trust that it's ever going to be there when the time's going to come. Because I've seen too many times where that money just kind of disappears. Somebody, dumpy person in power who has power over your pension fund, can just play the stock market a little bit, and all of a sudden, poof, all your money's gone. It's disappeared. And they'll just shrug their shoulders and go, well, we took some risks, and they were bad risks, and all your money's gone. And there's nothing you can do about it, because I'm not, you know, you guys agreed that we were going to, you were going to let me handle this, so I screwed it up for you. And that's the risk you take. And, you know, I don't like doing that. I've got some money that's actually somewhat under my control, not very much. Someday I'd like to get under my control better, where I actually take care of all the investments that they go into. I particularly like Harry Brown. Harry Brown I don't use the term mentors anymore because, honestly, I don't follow anybody. I take a little bit from everywhere. I see some good things in some people. I grab that. Everybody's like that. I don't think I'm really that amazing and different. Everybody takes a little bit. They, you know, you try to build upon the knowledge that's already been there. You learn about things, and you try to do better. Or maybe I am weird. Maybe people don't do that. Maybe people don't. They're perfectly willing to give over their life savings to other people who are supposed to be experts in this. You know how I feel about experts? I don't trust an expert as far as I can throw them. I want to see what their research is. I want to see if it makes any sense to me. And if it doesn't, I ain't doing it. I don't care who's doing it. I went to an interesting presentation once. It was actually done by a group that did agricultural research. But this was brought to a conference that was done for substance abuse prevention. I had some grants with the state. Well, somebody else got the grant. I was administering the program the grants paid for. And it was a wonderful thing. And let me tell you, it talked exactly about going with the flow. They had done this huge study. They had this new piece of information. I forget what it was. I think it was just a hunk of knowledge. You know, about agriculture. It was supposed to make farming easier. Or they were trying to bring in, I think it was they were trying to bring in genetically engineered seed to an area, you know. And farmers are, a lot of farmers are that picture of the rugged individualist, you know. I do it the way my grandpa did, the way my pa did. And I'm not changing for nobody because it works for me. And they were trying to bring this new concept into these people. And it went through all this, I think it was like a 3-year program to try and get people to buy into this whole idea. They actually paid a handful of farmers who they thought were influential in this region to do this new thing. And it really doesn't matter what the new thing was. It could have been anything. It could have been having you shave your dog, you know, to shave all dogs because somebody thought that was better than having dogs with hair on them. It doesn't matter what it is. Anyway, they paid some people to actually do it by this method and to talk it up. They actually bribed them to talk this thing up. It was a good thing. It wasn't like they had to do a lot of bribery. It wasn't like they were trying to get them to do something evil. It really was something that was better. It was just trying to push it through this whole mindset that farmers have. Well, some people have. That they're going to just do it the old-fashioned way, and they don't like change. Who does? Who likes change? I don't. Then they talked about the magic moment when the right person decide to make the switch from their old way of doing things to this new way that this company had come up with. And then all of a sudden the floodgates opened. Everybody switched. Everything changed. They even gave a name to it. I don't remember what it was. But it was all about that this person, and it doesn't necessarily mean is the richest, It has a lot to do with respect. I think that's why our culture's falling apart, is because, by and large, I don't think we spend a lot of time respecting anybody. This should be respected. When you go to Star Magazine to find wisdom, and I'm sorry, to People Magazine to find wisdom, because you like the way a girl dresses on the runway, because you wish you were a model. And the funny thing is, those guys interview movie stars who are, I'm sorry, movie stars are not our most prized intellectuals. They aren't intellectual at all. Sometimes you'll stumble across one that's pretty level-headed. But that's not a requirement for being a movie star. In fact, one of the most important things about being a movie star is being able to be managed by other people. They like people that are manageable. There are people that listen to me as a director. I hate having to fight with an actor. I'll fire their butt right off my set. If they don't, do what they're told. So you know what? You get a bunch of, yeah, yeah. I want you to hold your hand just like this. I want you to say this line this way. I want you to have this certain look on your face. Yeah. The most pliable people do best in movies, especially if they're beautiful and if they're really good at bringing something out that somebody, that people want to see. And it's amazing. It's just like that farmer that all of a sudden, once he decided that this new process was the better way to go, and he did it, everybody else did it. That's just like our popular culture. Once one person does it, everybody else starts doing it. There was this thing about a certain t-shirt, you know? And these guys had this t-shirt, and they worked and worked and worked on it. Not that they were changing the t-shirt at all. They were trying to get certain people to wear it. And they would pay them large amounts of money to wear them. Finally, they found the right person, and all of a sudden, all of the movie stars started wearing that t-shirt. It had a slogan on it. That's all it was. It was a slogan shirt. And all of a sudden, the other movie stars decided that that was a cool shirt to have. And all of a sudden, whoosh! Half of our culture was wearing that t-shirt. You know, but stupid smiley face. Yellow smiley face, have a nice day t-shirt. It was all about being an icon. We follow icons. God told us specifically not to. Don't have before thee any graven image. I put that into the same tack as don't worship an icon. And there's an obvious way you worship an icon. If your icon has an iPod that's strapped to their arm when they're out and about doing things, so do you. When that icon puts on a certain kind of dress, you see a dress that's just like it. When that icon decides that she's going to get into skydiving, so do you. Yeah, try that out. Shoes, clothes, makeup, hair. Hair is a huge thing. You're worshiping that person. You're putting that person before God. God tells you to be some other kind of person, but oh no, you're going to be like that person. Whether it's a guy or a girl, doesn't matter. Girls tend to get wrapped up in that kind of fashion garbage first. You know, guys do too. I mean, it's all about clothes and the way you look. It's more to do about the kind of people you can hang with. You'll change your entire life. You'll change actually the way you are to be a part of a certain group. You are following the crowd. What was that phrase I came up with? You are going with the flow. The flow goes towards icons. And, an icon's change. That's okay. You don't care. As long as there's an icon to flow into. That's what it's all about, right? Because these things change. Oh, I love her! And the next day, oh, I hate her. And it usually has to do with what icon your immediate group find the most attractive. You know, once that changes, like Lindsay Lohan, for instance, not that I think she's really that great, but she's kind of the up-and-coming ex-teen worshipped person. She's fun right now because she is, she's a sheep too. Everybody is. Everybody is to a degree. You know, even when you're popular and you have a million people who sniff your butt, trying to see what you're doing and doing everything that you do, wearing what you wear, acting like you act, loving the guy you love, yada, yada, yada. Even if you have a million people like that, when you're caught up in this thing, you're always looking around. Because you have to keep that whole cool, see, I don't even know what you call it now, the whole hot factor, so that you're not a has-been. See, being a has-been is the worst thing that can ever happen to these people, because then it's all over. Money's gone, fame is gone, people who want to be you stop wanting to be you, they go on to somebody else, and that's what they've built their entire world on, is all that stuff. So they have to go to therapy, and they have to find themselves, yada, yada, yada. And really, it ends up being kind of a whole new hot thing. Yeah, I went to a therapist, too. Yeah, I went to a therapist, too, and I found myself, too. And now I dress just like this person. See, it just goes round and round and round. It's almost like, guy, we just fall into this whole thing of, oh, yes, I'm in a whirlpool, where I just want desperately to at least feel for just a moment like I'm rich and famous and that I'm important and other people listen to me or value me. I think we all need that. Maybe that's why I'm doing these MP3 files. So that people just write me and say, hey, Jay, I agree with you. Or, hey, Jay, you're full of crap. Or, hey, Jay, I listened to all of your podcasts. Sorry, they're not podcasts. MP3 files. I listened to all of them. Maybe that's what I'm after. Maybe I'm no better than the rest of you. I think to a degree that's true of all of us. This is our society. It's our culture. It's the way we are. Breaking out of it exacts such a horrible cost that nobody's willing to pay it. Nobody's willing to pay it. Because why would you want to? Why would you want to suffer? Why would you want to have to work harder than you do right now? It's easier just to go with the flow. Now, God tells us it's a bad idea. He talks about the straight and narrow path. And that there's another path, and it's wide. It meanders around, and it leads straight down to hell. That's why I don't do this, because God says we can. We need to find that straight and narrow path, and we need to stay on it. It doesn't need to be so wide that you can do almost anything and still be in that path. Everybody really likes that idea. Oh boy, I don't have to be this certain kind of a person. I can just go off and do what I want. And I'm still okay. But it's not true as far as God tells us. God tells us that we have to follow a certain path. And it's so easy in our culture because they go, oh, you know, you can be anything you want to be. You go, but you know what? You shouldn't be anything. You should be something, and you should make sure that it's something that lines up with what you want to accomplish in life. All the stuff I want to do is in the future. That's why when I think about my the house I'd like to have, the circumstance I'd like to live in, and I have to say, you know what? Those things really don't matter. Having a house in town or having some land and a house out in the country has absolutely no bearing on whether I become like God or not. Really does. So, it's not that important. I have to keep reminding myself of that. So I don't get off target. And I think that's the biggest thing about being a cow, being one who follows, is that it's so easy to lose focus on what we actually want. The easiest way to lose focus is never have it in the first place. To have this kind of world where, you know, oh, anything goes, you can do whatever you want to, there's really no consequences for anything, as long as you don't break a law in front of a cop, you can just have fun. Well, no, I can't. God says I have to obey the laws, even if they're silly. So I spend my life frustrating about obeying laws. I know I'm just one person. I know that I'm not from a large enough group that I can get a law changed. You know, I don't have that much clout. And most of the laws that people want to put into place, even if they're good-natured, I wish they wouldn't do it. So I stay away from it. But I don't want to be associated with the people who usually don't want that kind of thing. It's like the Libertarian Party. You know, they fight for something which I want. I want liberty. The only problem is, in doing that and being like a part of the Libertarian Party, which I am not, you end up being associated with drug heads. That's probably the biggest conception of libertarians, is that they're a bunch of druggies. They want to have laws taken away so that they can take drugs without going to jail for it. That's the biggest thing. And you go, but I don't want to be associated with that. So what I do is I don't do it. I don't get involved with the party. When I talk about liberty, it's liberty in, you know, it really is true. If I get what I want, the druggies will have what they want. But I refuse to be in an organization that is basically a free love, free drug organization. I'm not going to do that, even though if I get what I want, they'll have what they want. I'm not going to do that. That's why I'm not a part of, like, the Libertarian Party, for instance. That's why I don't find a lot of common ground with very many people at all. It's because if I did, they would get this impression that I'm a druggie. Oh, Jay just wants to get rid of laws because then that'll make it so that he can't do that. I said, no, honestly, I want to get rid of laws so I can build a house the way I want to. I don't want to have to get permission every 5 minutes from everybody when I make a change. I just want to make the change. I think it's almost impossible these days to do something without breaking some law. It's just the point that most people, there's not enough resources to actually enforce most of the laws. And I think it's kind of an understood thing. The only problem is, you know what? In my religious culture, I'm supposed to obey and uphold the law. Even if they're stupid. And it puts me in this horrible bind. You know, other people would say, why are you worried about it? Just go off and do it. If you want to build your own house, just do it. Don't sit there and wait for somebody else to tell you you can. I said, I can't. It's illegal. I've got to obey the law. See? So I end up losing out on all this stuff because I just can't. There's nothing else I can do. Anyway, okay, that's all we have time for this time. Our time's almost up. Guy, hang in there. I have to hang in there. Most of you guys are probably looking at yourself going, what is this guy talking about? Why does he care? Why doesn't he just go off and do what he wants to do and not worry about what other people think? And it's not a question of that. It's a question of God. Want something from me, I'm trying to get it. And it's getting more and more nigh on to impossible for me to do it without screwing up. Anyway, have a great day. This is quasi-indefatigable Zenilith, QUIX.US. Give me some freedom. Give me some freedom. That's all I want. I hope that, well, you can do whatever you want. This is Jay Never. Have a nice day. Bye.